Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Vine and is presented by Williams Rutledge.
And in that moment, I had just found out that I was going to be a father as well. You know, I come from a conservative Muslim background as well. And so my girlfriend at the time was Colombian, different cultures, different identities, and that was going to be a big deal as well. So I thought I was in trouble before, and now I was just like completely sinking down, and I was like, man, how am I going to, you know, overcome this? This is such a huge problem. You know, study is one thing, but now I've got my entire future to really think about and grasp.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. We all fail. We all make mistakes. We all have those 999 broken bulbs before we get that one that works. And here, we talk about the broken bulbs. Today, I'm joined by Moin Zafer. Now, get this. Moin has a podcast called The Grow With Moin Podcast, which has just passed 50 episodes. Knowing that most podcasts stop before 15, this is a huge win for Moin. This is Broken Bulbs' 8th episode, so we'll see how far we make it. But Moin also wrote a book called Grow With Your Baby. I mean, the guy's got creative endeavors, he's smart, he's doing things. But Moin has had to go through a lot to get here. During his undergrad, he changed his major a couple times, unexpectedly became a father, and faced an identity crisis and depression. That's coming up after the break. Broken Bulbs is the newest podcast from Mecco Radio. And since we're new, we're still needing to grow. One of the biggest ways that you can help us do that is by leaving a review. It's simple, it's free, and you can do it right from your phone while you're listening to the podcast. You can go to ratethispodcast.com/bulbs, or use the first link in the show notes to take you straight to Podchaser. Thanks for listening, and thanks for leaving a review. Now, on to the show. Moin Zafer, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Yes, I'd love to.
All right, perfect. So let's talk about your failure during your undergrad degree. What happened? Maybe what were you studying? And then what was this failure that you're here to talk about today?
I'm originally from Pakistan. That's where I was raised. I was born in China. After I finished high school, I wanted to come to Canada to do my undergraduate degree. And my parents sent me here, obviously paying for tuition and international fees, which is a lot of money. And so I came here with the hopes and the dreams of my parents as well, not just my own. When I first came here, I wanted to get into law school. And for undergraduate degrees, though, there was a couple of ways to get into it. And one was political science, which appealed to me. And I was like, okay, I want to do political science. And so my first year, I was in political science as a major. I think during the summer break of that, after the end of that year, I went back home and had a talk with my parents. And they said, you know, they're not happy with the major I took. And I was like, all right, interesting. So let me see what else I can do, right? So I switched the major after my first year to human resources. And so I was in human resources for about 2.5 years. To be honest, it never really appealed to me as something exciting or excitable. And low key, my reason for choosing it, because it had the least amount of math. I was never really good at math growing up. And so that's why I chose it.
That sounds like exactly the reason why I, and I know so many others, would choose a degree. So looking at this, though, you have the hopes and dreams of your parents and yourself riding on this. You are wanting to do something that's fulfilling you, but one didn't work out for your parents. What about this one? How was that working out? Where do we go from here?
Yeah, 2 or 3 years into it, I noticed that, you know, my grades were falling and I wasn't really interested. I wasn't really curious. It was just too dry for me. At that moment in time, I wanted to give up and I was asking myself other questions about identity, about purpose. And I was asking to myself, like, is getting a degree and getting a job, is that all that I am? Is the process of growing up and becoming who you're meant to become really so mechanical? Is that all there is? And so I had all these things going on in my mind and I wanted something that had more purpose and more meaning. And I was thinking that, you know, I'll take a year off. And I did, and I didn't tell my parents. So for one full year, I was off and I was just tackling these questions of identity, maybe falling into a bit of a depression as well. And in that moment, I had just found out that I was going to be a father as well. You know, I come from a conservative Muslim background as well. And so my girlfriend at the time was Colombian, different cultures, different identities. And that was going to be a big deal as well. So I thought I was in trouble before. And now I was just like completely sinking down. And I was like, man, how am I going to, you know, overcome this? This is such a huge problem. You know, study is one thing, but now I've got my entire future to really think about and grasp. And for the first few months, I didn't really handle it well. I didn't talk to anybody. I was just in my own head, processing everything. Eventually, I started to come out of my shell and people started to find out because obviously my girlfriend at the time, she told her friends and we had some common friends and they found out and they started asking me like, what's really going on? And I started to share. And immediately when I started to share, I started to feel better and I started to feel supported. And I started to realize, hey, I'm not alone in this. You know, eventually I gathered up the courage to really tell my parents about it. And after that, you know, after I went past that big hurdle about telling about, you know, me becoming a father, and then the university thing seemed like a lower tier and everything just flowed and there was a lot of communication. And obviously there were challenges with that for a couple of months, but, you know, in my parents' perspective that I had failed coming to Canada and trying to graduate with a degree. And In my mind at the time, I was like, no, I've not really failed. I did not know what I actually wanted to do. And after this incident, I decided to change my major. I decided that I did want to graduate and I switched to humanities. Now, right away, you know, studying humanities, the first couple of courses, my grades just naturally started to improve. And I found that I was really interested in the subjects. And it was not that I was a bad student. It's just that I wasn't clear about what I wanted. I wasn't clear about what I was doing. I was actually following the dreams and hopes of my parents rather than my own. And so I wasn't really vested in it emotionally. But when I found something that I really loved and really interested in, like humanities, you know, the history, the cultures, everything, I was like, wow, I didn't know about this. And man, I was just so naturally interested in the subject. I was getting the best grades I'd ever gotten. I graduated and turned this failure sort of into a success. But it take, you know, I graduated in my undergraduate degree, I think after 6 years, it was supposed to be a 4-year program. So if you look at it in that perspective, it's sort of a broken bulb, but I sort of turned it around at the end.
Yeah. It always impresses me how people are able to take these awful circumstances and turn it into something great and find themselves in that. What would you recommend to people that they might do in business, in their relationships, or in their education in order to stay on top and not get so downed by the setbacks and the struggles that they're facing when they go through similar things?
Right. Great question. And if I were thinking about giving myself advice at that point, when I was in my undergraduate degree, I would say that I think the self-discovery part is important. And if you're not feeling completely compelled in what you're doing, if you're not like just naturally like working towards it, it feels like such an effort and there's a lot of resistance, I would say take another look at it. And a lot of the times we notice that feeling of discomfort, but we choose to ignore it because acknowledging it means facing the consequences, which to me was having this difficult conversation with my parents and overcoming that. That's a sort of fear. And I sort of slept in that fear for a couple of months, which was far too long. And it was affecting all areas of my life. So for my advice to you is that if you're in a difficult spot right now, just know that it's not impossible for you to overcome this hurdle, because if you go further back in your life, you've done something that you thought was impossible at that specific point, but you did it anyway. And it doesn't have to be something big, or it could be something very small. Like you didn't feel like you felt like it was impossible for you to pass that one exam in high school, but you did it, right? But it's just that getting that familiarity to that feeling of, hey, I thought that was impossible, but I did it. that means I can keep doing it. And so just know that you've done things in the past that you thought was impossible. And if you look at back and think about them now, you might say, hey, that wasn't really a big deal, but it was a big deal back then. And so is what you're facing right now. And you're going to look back at it in the future and see that, hey, I thought it was a big deal then, but it doesn't seem like that much now because you pushed yourself and you overcame that. So my advice to you is pay attention to the discomfort and go towards it. Like really, like go towards it, push yourself.
That's fantastic advice. And obviously going towards that discomfort is something that you've done and that you've continued to do in your life. We had a bit of a chat before recording about that. And so now what is it for you, Moyne, that is working for you? What is that one bulb? Feel free to brag a little bit about it too. What is it that you're doing now? And then where is it that people can find you?
My bulb right now is my podcast. It's been running for a year. I have nearly 50 episodes towards the end of the year. My bulb has been my best-selling book, Grow With Your Baby. You know, when I launched it, it reached the number one spot in happiness, which is a really big deal for me. So you can find me on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on Facebook. If you search Grow With Moyne or the Grow With Moyne podcast, I'm there. You can look for my book on Amazon, Grow With Your Baby. It's there. And yeah, feel free to reach out to me, message me. I'm very approachable. I love to interact and talk. And yeah, looking forward to chatting with you guys.
Fantastic. Well, I'll have links for all of those. And I just want to say thanks, Moyne, for joining me today.
Of course. Thank you for having me, Alex.
And thank you for listening. Special thank you to Moyne Zaffer for joining me and being willing to talk about his failures. Be sure to check out his book, Grow With Your Baby, and his podcast, The Grow With Moyne Podcast. Links for those will be in the show notes. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. Broken Bulbs is a co-production of Williams Redlich and Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Vine. I, Alex Williams, was your host, and the music in this episode is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.